You're listening to the St. Anselm audio podcast with Father Matthew Cashmore.
Today, we're talking about the coming of the Paraclete that we first read of in John 14. We are living in strange times. I hardly need to tell you that. In many ways, we have been taken out of our ordinary lives and placed somewhere quite different. For some, the change has been extraordinary, and for others, it has been more subtle. I remember some weeks ago, as we started Holy Week, I wrote to you for Palm Sunday in the hope that this displacement of ourselves and society would result in a new appreciation of Jesus and his action in our lives. That has certainly happened. We are now like the disciples, following Jesus after his resurrection and searching for a way to follow him now that all of our usual paths, routines and systems have been removed or changed beyond recognition. Some of us will react like Thomas. I won't believe it until I can touch his wounds. Some of us will be like Philip. Lord, give us a sign. Others may be like Peter and at first deny the truth or association with Jesus and try to push it away when questioned by others. But over Eastertide, over lockdown, perhaps we've all had a chance to go on a journey with Jesus in a way we have never done before. The scripture has spoken to us over the last 6 weeks. Jesus has spoken to us directly and given us clear guidance of what is going to happen as we continue to be separated bodily from him, as the disciples were, about to be, and as we currently are in the sacrament. Nearly 2,000 years after it was written, scripture continues to inspire and guide us. But how? How can Jesus speak to us so directly across this space and time? Well, let's start with the Gospel of John, which contains today's reading. For John, there is only one test of love, and that is obedience. For John, love is not some silly, fleeting thing that causes butterflies in our tummy. It is not something that can be summed up in a Hallmark card on Valentine's Day. No, love for John is an all-encompassing thing whose outward working and sign is obedience. If you love me, keep my commandments. I think we all know people who say they love us, whose love is a fleeting thing. We've all been teenagers, or we're going to be, and we have experienced that wave of love that seems utterly overwhelming, but ultimately has no depth. It is only in marriage where love truly blossoms, where a true dedication to each other's lives and obedience to one another and to God takes hold of that love and builds it up into the kind of love that John talks of. A love that will result in sacrifice for the other. A love that will result in hardship and deprivation if that is what is needed to sustain the family. A love that will excel and build to a level you never thought possible when times are good. Love is not an easy thing, but it is most clearly demonstrated in obedience. And this is what Jesus was teaching us. He knows that we are going to find this obedience difficult. We all know this kind of obedience is difficult. It is the reason we pray, the reason we come to church, the reason we share this life of following Jesus, because we know that if we want to experience and share that love, we need help. And it is why Jesus tells us this week, just before Ascension and Pentecost, that he is going to send us a helper. Jesus is telling us this week that we don't have to try to achieve this love, this obedience to his commandments on our own. We do not have to struggle with being without him in his sacrament on our own. We do not have to endure this hardship, this deprivation on our own. He is sending us the Paraclete. Now that's an odd word. We only really hear it at this time of year. And although I'm not normally a fan of Greek lessons in sermons, this word demands it because the meaning behind it is the meaning of what Jesus is telling us in sending us this helper. The word in Greek is parakletos. It's pretty much untranslatable because it's a word that contains a great deal of meaning. John Wycliffe translated it as the comforter. But that word has changed its meaning so much that it no longer quite does the job. Another translation has it as helper. That's better, but perhaps the best way to translate it is not as a word, but as a series of uses. Parakletos can perhaps best be translated as someone who is called in. But maybe that doesn't go far enough. What gives Parakletos its distinctiveness is not these translations, but the reasons why somebody may be called in. A parakletos may be a person called in to testify in court in somebody's defence, or perhaps an advocate called in to plead the cause of someone who is in very serious trouble. It was used to describe the person called in to give expert advice when people found themselves in particularly difficult situations, or an army officer called in when a company of soldiers were depressed and dispirited. In every use we see of this word in Greek, it is always about somebody called in to help in a time of trouble or need. This is why perhaps the word comforter has lost some of its meaning. Comforter suggests that this is a person who only comes in time of sorrow and comforts with an arm across the shoulders and utters heartwarming words. In many ways, of course, that is exactly what the Paraclete does, but we are missing so much if we limit it to that. In its original use, Parakletos was much, much more than that. The Parakletos was called in, not just to comfort, but also to help us cope. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. He takes away what is weak and unworthy in us and enables and empowers us to cope with life. So Jesus is telling his disciples that he is setting them a very, very difficult task, but that they will be doing it with the Holy Spirit, who is being called in to guide and enable them to do it. Jesus is still telling us that. The Holy Spirit has worked through Scripture to tell us right here and now that in this lockdown, which feels endless and hard and almost impossible, that we can call in the Holy Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit, we will come to know the Father and the Son with a greater understanding of the depth of love that he demands of us, of the obedience to his commandments that love demands of us. He is telling us that the world won't recognize this. He is telling us that we will recognize it because we are fitted to do so. Because we read Scripture, because we pray, because we call in the Holy Spirit. And there's the lesson. We call in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not come into our hearts uninvited. He waits to be received. So perhaps, as we enter this special couple of weeks and read and experience Jesus' ascension into heaven, the coming of the Holy Spirit, we can think how we can call in the Holy Spirit, how we can be ready to receive him in our hearts and by doing so be strengthened in love and obedience to Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anselm podcast.